business news starts with a new lineup for the Big Three. For as long as we can remember, the Big Three automakers have been the big Detroit companies, General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler. Maybe we'll keep calling them the Big Three, but in 2006, they technically weren't. The automakers have released their latest sales figures, and last year, the biggest sellers in America were GM, Ford, and Toyota. Daimler Chrysler got knocked out of the third spot. Toyota may climb into the second spot this year as American carmakers downsize, and that is in U.S. sales. When you look at the worldwide market, Toyota is expected to surpass GM as the world's number one automaker.
The top brass at Ford and General Motors are bracing for tough questions at the huge auto show opening next week in Detroit. Toyota says it expects to overtake GM as the world's largest automaker in this coming year. Analysts also wonder if Ford will be able to stay out of Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Chubba Chetta is editor-in-chief of Car and Driver magazine. He'll be at the North American International Auto Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, GM and Ford have lost market share to Toyota globally and in the U.S. as well. What do they need to do to get back in the favor of American drivers?
In this business, it's as simple as product. There's no marketing gimmicks. There's no real costing gimmicks. You have to have cars and trucks that people actually want to buy. That seems obvious, but the American car makers have had difficulty delivering those products over the last 20 years, really.
I mean, this has been talked about a bit, but just briefly, why?
For a long time, the American car makers dominated the U.S. market. They got a little lazy. They got complacent. And then they actually got a false reprieve in the decade of the 90s because American buyers started moving towards trucks of all kinds. And the American car makers had those vehicles while the imports didn't. So they got a reprieve in the 90s that I think convinced the management of some of these car companies that everything was going to be okay. And pretty soon in minivans and in SUVs, the imports started doing to the American car makers what they'd already done in cars earlier. And now there is no place to retreat for the American car makers. They have to compete head to head against these imports, and they're just figuring out how to do it now.
Now, domestic car makers have shed tens of thousands of jobs. They've shut down plants. Is this helping them to compete?
Well, certainly when they've lost a huge amount of share, and you look at a company like General Motors that had 45% of the U.S. market in 1980, and this year is going to finish with 24.5% or so, they've had to lay off workers and shut facilities. The problem is at some point you have to start selling more product because you can't just continue to close plants and lay people off until you get down to zero share.
You know, you kind of wonder if Toyota really wants all the fanfare that goes along with being on top. I mean, do you think the car company is worried at all about a backlash from American buyers?
Toyota's always been very quiet, and I think they are genuinely concerned about it, and Toyota's going to be low-key. I don't think they're going to take out full-page ads in the New York Times when they surpass GM for worldwide sales leadership.
Just finally, with this big auto show coming up in Detroit, is there a message that General Motors and Ford will want to or need to get out?
The strongest message for them is to say that we're coming back, we've got good products, we're going to be around, because you can't have a lot of negative momentum in this business. Customers don't want to buy cars from a company that they think might not be around several years down the road. So the key thing for those companies is to come up with enough dazzling product that says, we've still got a chance. We are going to be out here with these good products over the next couple of years. And don't worry about us. We're here to stay.
Chubba Chetta is editor-in-chief of Car and Driver magazine. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.